Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2011, recorded on Thursday, the 24th of May, 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James, and hello, everyone. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features, one on the life and times of Norwich's answer to Dick Whittington, and the other on Martin's electrical shop that is still trading in an historical city street. We have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a bid for £70 million to kickstart the building of thousands of new homes, and a former gambling addict welcomes betting restrictions. But first, the race is on to find a site where people in Norwich can take waste and recycling.
The contract for the Mile Cross Recycling Centre in Swanton Road, the main tip used by people in Norwich, runs out in September 2021. Norfolk County Council, which rents the site, is ready to spend £2.75 million on a replacement, but its plans have suffered a blow. Along with Broadland District Council, it had worked up a business case for a replacement cycling centre as part of a scheme called the Norwich Depot Hub, on land near Norwich International Airport. Along with the recycling centre, it would have integrated highway maintenance, street cleaning vehicles, and a salt store for gritting on single site. But members of Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee would be told that the depot hub would not make enough savings to justify the outlay, so it should be abandoned. That still leaves County Hall needing to provide a new recycling centre for the city. The council needs to secure land for development, go through relevant consultation, obtain planning consent and build the facility before the expiry of the current contract in 2021. A final decision on where the centre should be built will need to be made by the end of this year to allow time for all that to happen. While the council still hopes a recycling centre can be provided at a site near the airport, and talks are ongoing, it is having to explore alternative sites in case that falls through.
It is a team of just one sergeant and eight police constables, but in 2 years they have made 501 arrests, seized 689 vehicles and returned more than £1 million worth of high-value items to victims. Operation Moonshot was launched in West Norfolk in April 2016 as a six-month pilot scheme under Norfolk Constabulary's 2020 restructuring review. But it has since proved to be so successful in disrupting organised crime that there are now plans to expand it. The operation involves officers using a combination of technology and intelligence to catch criminals, often as they leave or enter the county by vehicle. Using automatic number plate recognition, ANPR, cameras, the team is able to quickly spot vehicles of interest. Officers always operate as a double crew and carry tasers due to the type of criminals they could be dealing with. They are then placed on the main routes into the county or in areas where criminals have been known to strike.
A new community access defibrillator has been installed near the entrance to the Maidshead Hotel in Tombland. The family and friends of 18-year-old Tom Pottle, who died in January 2017, fundraised in his memory to buy the equipment. They decided that they wanted a central location which would serve people of all ages, day and night. With the help of Andrew Shorthose, the operation manager of the Maidshead Hotel, and Andrew Barlow, community collaboration manager for East of England Ambulance Service, the application for installation on a listed building was successful. The green case, in keeping with the environmental aspects of the planning, was bought and the defibrillator was installed free of charge. The equipment, formerly called an automated external defibrillator, gives a patient's heart an electric shock when they have gone into cardiac arrest.
A £70 million bid, which council leaders say would kickstart the building of more than 13,500 new homes to the north of Norwich, is entering a crucial period. If the government stumps up the money, it would be used to build the roads and infrastructure needed for thousands of new homes earmarked for Aldcatton, Sprowston and Rackheath. Norfolk County Council and Broadland District Council have asked the government for £70 million from the £5 billion Housing Infrastructure Fund. The bid for forward funding money from that pot is for almost 8,000 new homes in the Broadland Growth Triangle area, which forms part of what would be the largest urban extension in the country of 13,500 homes. A 3,500 home development in Aldcatton and Sprowston called Beeston Park got outline planning permission in 2013, but work has yet to start, while a master plan for up to 4,000 homes in North Rackheath has been endorsed, which will pave the way for a future planning application. The Rackheath North master plan could see thousands of new homes, a Second World War memorial park and three schools built in the village. Broadland Council, developers Barrett David Wilson Homes and the majority landowner Manor Farms Limited are coordinating its development. It will also include 1,500 square metres of retail space.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, has scooped a national award for being one of the best performing health trusts in the UK. The hospital was shortlisted for a Healthcare Efficiency Award at the Comparative Health and Knowledge System, CHKS, Top Hospitals Programme Awards 2018. At a ceremony, the trust received a Top Hospitals Award after judges analysed performance data of every hospital in England and Wales and Northern Ireland. The NNUH scored highly for its performance in clinical effectiveness, health outcomes, efficiency, patient experience and quality of care.
A vital rehabilitation service for sick and injured birds of prey is hunting for cash to help it take off and to deliver its message around Norfolk. The Raptor Trust has been treating birds of prey since 1983 and is manned and run by a group of volunteers working from their homes. The team is hoping to inform and educate the public to protect and conserve birds of prey and the habitat they live in. In order to do this, they need to raise £27,000 to help create educational packs and a mobile education centre to take out in the community in Norfolk next year. They currently have an active educational programme, either directly through visits and talks to schools and other youth groups and adult education organisations, or indirectly at the shows the Trust attends each year. The Trust, solely run by volunteers, needs more resources to be able to tailor educational packs to different organisations and educate people in the easiest way, including police, vets, farmers and members of the public. The average cost of general rehabilitation for the Raptor Trust to care for the birds is around £4,200.
A former gambling addict from Norwich has welcomed new restrictions on fixed odds betting terminals, but says it has come too late for him. David Armstrong, 71, said his addiction to the high-speed electronic casino games cost him his job, his home, and almost his life. The former garage owner claims to have lost £350,000 in 10 years, including £15,000 in one afternoon on the betting machines. He has now welcomed government plans to reduce the maximum stake on the terminals from £100 per spin to £2 per spin. It is wonderful news for future victims, Mr. Armstrong said, but it's too late for me and hundreds of other people. I think the government has dragged its feet for a long time over this issue. Currently, people can bet up to £100 every 20 seconds on machines. Mr. Armstrong said, while he was managing to stay away from the machines, the pathological urge to use them was still within him. He said he had never gambled until around 11 years ago when he was tempted into a betting shop in Anglia Square. I started going in once or twice a week, he said, and then it just went manic. He said he sought help after gambling away £15,000 in one afternoon in 2010 by betting £100 per spin. Despite banning himself from every betting shop in East Anglia, it was not enough. In 2014, having lost everything he owned, he borrowed £50 and took a bus trip to one of the gambling shops he still had access to in Colchester. Hours later, he attempted to end his life by jumping off a bridge into the river.
Dialysis treatment for those with kidney issues will be provided from purpose-built premises in Beauthorpe when it is moved out of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. The move was revealed in this newspaper when hospital chief executive Mark Davis said dialysis would be relocated off-site to make room for more beds. It followed a tough winter for the NHS, which saw all Norfolk's hospitals full at many points. But Mr. Davis said at the time he did not yet know where services would be provided from. But it can now be revealed patients will be sent to Francis Way, Beauthorpe, for the treatment by the end of the year. The hospital said it was working with a national specialist provider of renal dialysis to set up the expanded service, but that staff would continue to be employed by NNUH. Chris Cobb, Director of Operations Medicine, said, "With a growing older population, we have outgrown the current Jack Pryor unit and need to increase our capacity to treat patients." Across the country, most renal dialysis services are now delivered in a community setting. In fact, we are one of the few trusts still running this service in a hospital setting. We are creating a new super centre for renal dialysis in Norwich, which will be one of the largest centres in the UK. Patients will no longer need to attend hospital every week, but instead can attend a purpose-built specialist facility with state-of-the-art facilities and plenty of parking. Patients will continue to receive care from the same group of clinicians, nurses and healthcare assistants as they do currently. The change gives way for around 32 escalation beds to open at NNUH to help cope during busy periods.
Next, we bring you letters to the Evening News.